Ian Scholz. I'm fascinated by the transition Bush Jr. has instituted on his path to the presidency. I'm a liberal, I suppose, though no fan of the Clintons, and voted for Al Gore without much enthusiasm. And I've made fun of Bush Jr. not for being an idiot, which I don't think he is for one minute, but for not trying hard enough to escape the shadow of his father. As a matter of fact, near as I can tell, he's trying to do his father one better, and not only eclipse his father's administration, but recapture the glory of the Eisenhower years. Clinton was tofu. The new Bush administration is porterhouse steak. Clinton was golf. Well, the new Bush is golf, too. Some things cannot be tainted, even by a sensuous Democrat. Clinton was young. The new Bushies are old. Really old. Even the cabinet members who are relatively young are old. Bush Jr.'s attorney general nominee, John Ashcroft, actually lost a run for senator of Missouri last November to a dead man. How old is that? Liberals are lining up to block Ashcroft's nomination on ideological grounds. Well, hey, he lost a Senate election to a dead guy. What more do you need to know? But I don't want to get into all that. Nanny issues and opinions on abortion and all that stuff, that doesn't matter. That's all just politics, and politics of a way of being political. What really matters these days is perception, image. Republicans, it's obvious, have let their better selves be consumed by images. Now they want to erase those images. You know what Bush Jr. wants? He wants us to forget that Clinton was ever president. Not only that, since he doesn't want to be his father, he wants to eclipse Bush Sr. as well, and Reagan, because Bush Jr. wants to be Reagan, and Ford, because, well, he was Ford, and Carter, because he was an ineffectual Democrat, and Nixon, because he was Nixon, and Johnson, because he was a too effective Democrat, and Kennedy, because he was Kennedy. And now we're back to Eisenhower, and that's far enough back that Bush Jr. could definitely be that guy. Golf and barbecues and drug-free suburban bliss. Oh, yeah. Yes, that's definitely doable. It's going to be steak and spuds, lard, donuts, and mixed drinks. All we have to do is pretend Clinton and, of course, Florida never happened. Do you think that will happen? I wonder. I got to go.